Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Good morning, gorgeous. How are you doing this morning? I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff. And yes, today we're doing a podcast a little bit just more casual and personal, where I'm just talking to you about some things that impacted my femininity, specifically negativity and how my negative environment impacted my personality, impacted the way that I experience life. This is just to kind of let you know that even if you're not in a situation right now that's the best for you in terms of the people that you live with or the people that you work with or even your husband or your children, knowing that you can come out from that and you can be the woman that God has called you to be, that you can truly embrace your true self despite the influences around you. And that really comes from a place of you deciding that you want to change, that you want to be different, and realizing how much your environment is shaping your behaviors and your actions. It's very difficult to know sometimes whether something is you or it's because of what you're being exposed to. It's not until you kind of get plucked out from that situation sometimes. Maybe you travel somewhere by yourself, or you go to a camp, or you're just in a completely different environment, that you realize that where you are is so toxic. And this is not just about your environment at home or with the people that you live with. This really also speaks to your environment of your mind, of the things that you choose to watch and listen to. Because as you're going to hear me talk about mostly people in my life and how it affected me, one of the things that really did affect me also was what I allowed into my mind. I would spend so much time on gossip sites on Instagram, like the Shade Room, and you know, places like that, where I was just reading a bunch of gossip about people I did not know, reading comments and just being all in the mix. Even though it did not benefit me, it was still affecting me because I was putting myself in the world of negativity. And negativity is something that really impacted me. And I would read books upon books upon books to figure out how to break out of a negative thinking cycle, because I did realize that it was something that was harming me. But it wasn't until later that I was able to have my eyes really opened. And I hope that if you are going through anything right now where you feel like this is separate from you, this is something that really is stopping you from being feminine fully, that you'll be open to getting the assistance to change those things and having hope to know that you actually can change. It's a beautiful testimony to know that where I am now is not where I started. And I could never even imagine that I would be the woman that I am today 5 years ago. I couldn't even imagine being the way I am now, that I could be the same person. So just know that there is hope for change, and your change can spark the change of so many other people. Even the same people who are affecting you right now, they can actually be changed by your behavior. Nothing is too hard for God. I want you to be encouraged. This is a very just chatty, casual segment. Nothing deep, nothing that you have to take notes for. It's just one of those like listen and learn, really. So I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, and let's talk about this. So I wanted to talk to you ladies today about something that I feel really impacted me with my femininity, especially growing up. And it wasn't until I got a little bit older that I realized what was going on. And this is the idea of negativity, dealing with negative people and having friendships that just fostered the idea of negativity took away from who I really was. And I was listening to a really cool sermon yesterday from my mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was talking about environment and how environment is the most important thing in this world for anyone, because it's what fosters whatever comes out of it. And that's why God created environment before he created people. The birds, the animals that we see, the people that we see were not here until he first created the air and the clouds and just what was gonna keep those things alive. So I want you to think about your environment. Where do you live? Who do you live with? What do you see and hear in your environment every single day that's impacting your femininity, that's impacting the woman that you're showing up as? So I wanted to talk a little bit about like my history growing up and how that really influenced who I am today. I grew up in a single parent home and it was fine. I had other people in the house. And you know, when I was younger, it was normal, I guess. But when I hit around 10 years old, I feel like my household dynamics changed a lot. And I then started feeling like an outsider. I just wanted to be by myself. I didn't feel like I connected with the people in my household. Like they were just so different than me and I didn't really want anything to do with it. It wasn't like I felt like a loner or I felt excluded or I felt left out. I just personally didn't feel connected. And so I would spend a lot of time just by myself in my room and doing my own thing. But in that environment that I feel was quite negative, it impacted me in terms of my development and choosing the way I wanted to be. I felt like I could like create myself, right? And just be different from what I was around, but I ended up being more like what I was around. Because I was so young and trying to find myself, I got to choose my friends, right? I'm in middle school and I get to decide who I'm friends with. And when you aren't super connected with your family, then your friends become like your family. Your friends become your new environment. And some people get like really sucked into their friendships. And that's what really happened with me. I became like obsessed with friends and learning from people. And I don't know, I was just all up in the mix. I was all up in the mix. And the people who were popular and the cool girls and all of that, like I was definitely someone who got along with everyone. So I had friends from different groups, like the popular kids, the nerdy kids, the really artistic kids, athletes. I was friends with every single person, but I felt like I didn't really belong. I felt like I didn't really connect with them the same way they connected with one another.
And that, I feel, led me towards people who were a little bit more outcasted. They weren't outcasted in a way where, like, anyone looked down on them or, like, boys liked them. Like, they were pretty girls. They were funny. They were, you know, just cool people. But they weren't part of, like, any label, any clique. And I felt very drawn to them. But what ended up happening was those people, because they probably did have a lot of insecurities and a lot of issues, which I actually didn't have. I ended up developing their perceptions on life, their negativity, their like the way their lens, the way that they saw things. Even though I didn't necessarily feel the same way, it felt good to be a little bit rebellious. It felt good to, like, be funny and, like, look at the whole picture and laugh at, you know, this and that. But those things ended up becoming, like, gossiping behaviors, just, like, a lot of down talking, a lot of, like, I would say things like, I'm just keeping it real. I keep it real. Like, instead of being hopeful, instead of being positive, instead of looking at something and saying, like, wow, that's amazing, I'd be like, we'll see if that's gonna work out. You know, and I'd be like, I'm just keeping it real. And that keeping it real was so destructive. So as I, like, moved on and matured, like, through high school, I found myself gravitating towards other girls who were like that, who were really negative. Those girls were never happy. They were never happy. Like, they were always in this, like, sullen mood. They didn't smile. We laughed about things, like, laughing at things, but, like, we didn't have a beautiful, like, positive friendship, if that makes sense. So when I got to college, I had fully developed this personality, okay? This was not my real personality, by the way. I'm taking responsibility for it because I chose these people as friends. I had anyone as a friend, as, like, an option, because I got along with everyone and I loved everyone. I chose these people because I felt like they really understood life. Like, they get it, right? And so I'm not blaming anyone for my decisions, but I did adopt that negative behavior. And when I got to college, I did the same thing. Like, I gravitated towards people who, and these are all women, by the way, because men, I cannot tell you a man that I've met that has been negative. It is all women in my personal history. But I did the same thing. I found other women who were negative and I clicked with them. I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought they were funny. I thought they were really intellectual and smart and they got it. But I also had the real me there. The real me, the happy me, the feminine me. Like, I was there too. And that actually bothered them. And that's what I realized, that even in high school, I clashed with these very people. Like, when we did have issues, it was because my true self was actually coming out and they hated it. And they actually kind of disliked me. Even though we were best friends, they kind of disliked me, especially when we were around men. Because, again, like, yes, I was still, like, acting negative and all of that, but I was still me. And the femininity came out the most with men. Like, I still dress feminine, I'm, you know, whatever. And they didn't. And of course, men noticed, they liked that. I still got attention from other people that they maybe didn't get attention from. So, like, that negativity started being, like, channeled towards me. And it's like, now we're not even on the same page. Like, are we even friends? We're around each other, we're laughing, we're joking, but are we even really friends?
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There was a particular person I met in college that, when I became this person's friend, when my sister would see me during the holidays or my sister would come visit me in the dorms and hang out, she'd be like, you know, Michelle, ever since you met this person, you have been really mean and really negative. And she didn't like it. And she could even like tell from the moment I met this person, I changed so much. And I thought like, no, you're like, you just don't get it. Like I just totally brushed her off. So this went on for a long time. And I could not really be feminine. I couldn't be this positive, joyful, loving person if I'm also being negative. Because when you're a negative person, you are talking down on your own situation, whether they be good situations or bad situations. You're talking about other people. You're not happy for people. You are gossiping about people. It also breeds this environment where you're not grateful. Like you're not even noticing the wonderful things that really are wonderful and embracing them and being grateful and thankful for them. You're always like thinking about what could be better, or you're making like negative comments about little things that other people would be so happy to be able to experience. And that's what was going on. And so I wasn't living in my femininity, and I was living so far outside from who I was. Once I finished college and I stopped hanging around my friends as much and I started getting more serious about my relationships, when I would date people, I would notice when I dated masculine men that they would say something and my reaction would turn them off so much. And I would see it. Like, it would be one of those things where, like, they'll say something that's neutral or positive, or maybe they're talking about some other person or situation, and my comment would just, like, kill the whole conversation. And I would see it in their face, like, the disappointment, like, dang, this girl, you know? But I didn't really understand. Like, I knew what I was doing, but I didn't really understand how significant it was. Until years later, I started hanging out with these college people again, and I started realizing it, because as I started talking to them and spending time with them, their comments were striking me like a knife. Like, it was getting more intense, where I was starting to notice, like, dang, you're really negative. And then I started realizing that the people in my family as well were also breeding negativity. So I was getting it in lots of different places. So then I started thinking, okay, is this how I was raised? Like, is this part of my DNA, my personality? Like, this is just what it is. Like, this is how people like us act, or is this something I can actually change? Because as I started being around women who were actually really positive, feminine women, I felt so distant from them. Like, I felt like I could say anything, and this person or these women who I had in my life would always be able to find the beauty in it, the positivity in it. And I would always be like, wow, that's really amazing that you were able to like turn this situation around. And so I feel like God was really starting to highlight to me that I had a serious problem, but also bringing me beautiful examples of people who didn't have this problem, who I could learn from. And then he started highlighting the people in my life that were magnifying this issue, the people who were feeding this issue in me. And when he did that, the lights like turned on and I started really taking it seriously, the want to change. I would do these like lists as I grew up. I would do these lists where I would write down all the things I wanted to change about myself. I would say like, wake up on time, be positive, stop being negative, like all the things that I actually hated about myself. Like, I feel like I just could not do. Like, waking up on time, that's something I used to struggle with so much. Like, I would turn my alarm off and I would go back to sleep. I would do things like take my alarm clock and put it underneath the living room table so that I would have to get up out of bed, walk to the living room, go underneath the table and turn it off in order to wake up. And I would still go back to sleep. That's how deep-seated these issues were for me. Like, they were serious strongholds in my life. And so negativity was always on the list. So I didn't know it was something I wanted to change. And then when God really highlighted it to me was when I decided this is enough. Like, I did something that was so bad. And like, to this day, like, this is literally what brought me into the arms of God, because I was so disappointed in myself for doing this that I felt like, okay, I have to change. I have to change. I was speaking very negatively about a person, and it was such an inappropriate conversation for me to have. And the person overheard me, basically. That's what happened, and it was horrific. But it sparked my entire transformation, not just with femininity, but just transforming my life completely as a person. At that point, I knew I wanted to change. Like, this is not okay with me. I am not okay being this kind of person. I don't know what needs to change, but I do know that I need help. And that's what happened. Like, I started praying about it and asking God for help, and God is so good. And he started showing me the people in my life that were really negative and that I was copying. I could literally look at myself, like, in my YouTube videos, and from the way I was speaking, I could tell you who I was hanging around that was influencing the way that I behaved. Like, I could just watch it and I would hear their voice, because that's how much I was being influenced. So as time went on, I ended up giving my life to Christ. And when I did that, he gave me his spirit. God gave me his spirit, the Holy Spirit. And it just changed me completely, because then now I have the help of God inside of me. So when situations come up, I'm able to, like, realize it, and I'm actually able to change, because the power of God gives you the power to overcome, you know, the works of the devil. And these awful things are works of the devil. But when you have the Spirit of God inside of you, you can actually, like, cancel all that stuff out. I ended up having to really self-reflect and take a really hard look at my life and why I was in so many different situations that I was in. And it had to do with my mental environment, the environment of my mind. And I had to release myself from a lot of friendships, release myself from family members, release myself from conversations, even if I was in the middle of one and I realized where it was going. The Lord changed me so severely. Like, I couldn't even have a conversation with a negative person. Because what was happening, what still happens, is that they say something negative, I counter it with something positive. They say something negative, I counter it with something positive. And instead of them saying, like, okay, let me think about that, or okay, you know, just be neutral about it. I'm not saying that they have to even accept the positivity. They just want to be negative. So they just continue being negative. And I realize this conversation is over. And it really helped me to be able to enjoy my life. It helped me to be able to be gracious for every single thing, be grateful for the people in my life, for the circumstances in my life. It helped me to be able to be blessed, because when you are changed in your mind, when you think about things that are good, when you focus on the things above, when you focus on what could be instead of what is, this is something that really increases you in the area of faith. Because it's very difficult to have faith if you don't have positivity. If you can't be hopeful, then how can you have faith for anything? It also impacts love, right? Because faith works through love. And you can't really love yourself or other people if you are negative, if you have a negative mentality, because all you're looking at is the bad. So even though positivity or negativity sounds so, like, minor, it's actually huge. It changed my life. I was able to be myself again. And I was around those people, those same people, those negative people, and they could not be around me. Like, I could just see in their face, like, the anger that they would have being around me. Because light exposes darkness. And when you're around someone who has so much light and you're in darkness, it really affects you. It really affects you. And so they're not able to be around me. And I'm happy about that, because I don't want to be around that. But it does influence. So it helps them to start to, like, really see themselves and make a decision as to whether or not they want to change. It also makes them realize that they can change because they've seen someone who they know change. It helped my relationships, like my romantic relationship with my husband, so much. I mean, thank God I had this transformation before we got married, but he was able to see a completely different person. Even though I was very much in my feminine when I met him, a lot of this stuff happened before, there was still a lot of negativity in me when he met me. And he would also have those reactions like, you know, okay. Because he's a really positive person. And so that actually helped influence me as well, being around him and seeing how he would always find a light in every situation. So now I'm like ultra positive. I'm not like toxic positive, whatever that means. I hear that word, toxic positivity. I'm thinking that means like being positive about things that you need to be taking more seriously. I'm thinking, but if you know what toxic positivity is, then you tell me in the comments, because I've been hearing that word floating around. But now I'm on the other end. Like I'm just ultra, ultra positive because I have the Spirit of God and I have the Word of God. I have the truth. So I know what should be and I stand on the Word of God. So when my husband or other people say certain things and I'm like super positive, they look at me like, because they want to be negative sometimes. Like they want to sulk a little bit sometimes. And I'm like, no, but you never know, you know. And even though in the moment they may not appreciate it, they always appreciate it later. It's a gift to other people for you to be able to see the good, the light, the beauty in a situation, even if they can't. So I'm not sure if this is something that you have dealt with, you have struggled with, you have experienced in your life, dealing with negativity within yourself or dealing with people who are negative. Maybe you were the positive person and you were always around negative people in your household, in your friendships. How did it affect you? And what did you do to escape that? I know that I have to literally keep conversations very short with people who I have to speak to who are constantly negative. I have to sometimes, if it's a group of people and the person is just like ranting about something that's just like, I am not gonna participate in this conversation. Maybe they're saying some like racist stuff or they're just being like really negative about something. I will just get up and find a reason to walk out of the room. I'll find something to distract myself with and I'll get up. I will actually walk away.
Ladies, before we continue, I want to share my fragrance line with you, Fine Forever. Fine Forever is a fragrance line with a promise. It is a blessed luxury fragrance line that promotes the promises of God. Each fragrance is tied to a biblical scripture to remind you that with God, you will be fine forever. We launched our first fragrance, 2911, after the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, which talks about the plans God has for your life. This fragrance is rich, deep, mysterious, and feminine. It will surely turn heads and become a signature scent for you. We also have our Faith Collection, which introduces two beautiful fragrances that are unique and memorable, Silent Storm and Mustard Seed. Mustard Seed is a fresh, delicate, and bright aquatic floral fragrance, and it's reminiscent of a warm beach on a tropical sea. Silent Storm is a decadent, gourmand fragrance that portrays youthful femininity. Silent Storm is rich, smooth, and refined. Visit the website www.fineforever.com. You can use the code DRDAF for 20% off of your fragrance. Thank you so much for your love, your kindness, and your support. Now, back to our episode.
And I've seen in my life that in doing this, I have also had to stop people in their tracks. And this one's really important because our words are so powerful, especially if you are someone who is a believer. When you are in Christ, like your words are literally what makes things happen in the spirit world. And so when people speak negativity onto me casually, this is something I have had to be adamant about canceling out immediately. So because God has completely changed me in this space, he's also heightened my senses towards negative speech. So if someone tells me, it could be the most fly-by comment. Like, let's say my son is like bouncing up and down and he's like dancing or doing something, right? And a woman says like, oh, he's going to be a problem one day. He's going to be a big problem for you. I say, oh, no, he won't. Oh, no, he won't. In the name of Jesus, he won't. So it could be something as casual as that. Or it could be something like, I'm planning this big birthday party and all these different things have to happen. And then someone says, girl, that's too much. That's not going to work out. Oh, yes, it is going to work out. I cancel that in the name of Jesus. So I do not allow other people to slip in their little negativity when they're speaking into my life in any way. I cancel it out because their words also carry some power. And I do not want anyone's words influencing my life. And I have the power and the authority to be able to cancel it out immediately. And there was a time when I would do it silently. Like if someone said something, even if it was very casual, I would silently in my head say, I cancel that in the name of Jesus. Like I wouldn't let them hear me. I would let them keep talking. But now I don't do that. Now I actually say it out loud. Because they catch themselves in the tracks. They are able to say, oh, yeah, you're right. Like they're able to see what they're doing. If I say it in my head, then they don't realize what they're doing. And they could just be ignorant. Like maybe it's just a harmless comment. Sometimes they're not trying to be offensive. They're not trying to speak evil into my life knowingly. But when I do that, it stops them in their tracks. And I don't play around with that. Even if it's something little, girl. Even if it's something little. If my son falls down and someone goes, oh, poor baby. He's not poor. Oh, no, he's not. He's not a poor baby. I don't play around because I came from such a negative space that I refuse to allow words to influence me or my family in a bad way. So I wanted to share that in case you're around people who are really negative and you're around people who are speaking evil or negativity onto you. I don't want that for you. You know, you are precious. You are loved by God. You are important. You deserve beauty in your life. And that beauty also comes from what comes out of people's mouths when they're speaking to you. I don't want you to allow anyone to be negative towards you, to say nasty things to you, to say negative things about what you're doing or about your circumstances. I want you to be in a place where you are with light. You are full of light. You are full of joy. You are full of peace. You are full of the power and the presence of God and godly people and people who can actually speak blessings onto your life. And that's what I love to do. I love to bless people with my words because I know my words are powerful. And I know that I can speak a blessing onto someone that actually will manifest something good in their life through the power of God. And that's so beautiful and so important. And the more you spend time with God, the more you pray the word of God, the more you pray for other people, you'll start to see how powerful your words actually are and your thinking, how powerful it is. When you start to pray for people and you see them get healed, when you start to see miracles happen because of words that released from your mouth in your time with God, you start saying, oh, I better watch what I say because these words carry stuff. they carry power. But again, it's not just your words. When it comes to negativity, it's your mind. It's your thinking. It's your ability to think things that are beautiful, that are holy, that are wonderful, for you not to allow your environment to impact you by choosing what kind of environment you are in. Your environment is not just the people you live with. Your environment is what you watch on television, what you read in the books, what Instagram pages you follow, the people you allow to speak to you, even if it's a neighbor or if it's your landlord, someone casual, if they're speaking a bunch of junk and craziness, keeping those conversations short. Your friend from work who's always complaining about the job and talking about the boss, keeping your conversation short, finding reasons to not be available for those conversations anymore. They'll stop contacting you. They will stop. When they start to see that you are not interested in talking to them anymore, they will pull away. You have to radiate that lightness and you will drive out darkness. So there's a scripture that talks about things that you can focus your mind on that can really help you with being a more positive person. It's in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and it says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence and if there is any praise, dwell on these things. Think about these things. So the things that are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, and commendable, these are the kinds of things that your mind should be set on. If you stick to this, then you will not be negative. If you set your mind on things above, then you'll realize that there is hope for every situation. There is beauty in everything, and there is power in your words. So I'm praying and hoping that you will take these things upon yourself to know that, for one, you can change. You can be a more positive person who is happy for yourself, for other people, who is not jealous, who is not a gossiper, who is not a downer. You can be that woman because that's who you really are. And you have to release yourself from the environment you're in, whether it's people or what you allow into your mind, to change. And who can help you with that? God. He can help you with that because it's not how He made you. He can restore you into being the woman that He created you to be. If you give your life and you give up this part of yourself to Him, He will help you through the power of Jesus.
So, ladies, I hope you enjoyed this segment on just my experience with having a negative mindset and how it's affected my life. It definitely affected me in so many ways. I have really blocked out a lot of those memories. I can't even really reach into all the different ways that it affected me, but most of it was just personal. Most of it was just me looking at myself in the mirror and feeling like I did not like the person I was seeing. And it had nothing to do with the way that I looked. It was all about the way that I behaved. I did not like the fact that I was so negative, and I did not know how to change it until I truly, deeply desired that change. And I would do anything that it took to have that change. And that's when it all changed. So I hope that this encouraged you and allowed you to be able to have a, you know, look through someone else's life who maybe you wouldn't have expected was this way at some point in their lives, to give you hope for change and know that everything is really just a journey. We're all in different spaces and different places in our lives. We come from different backgrounds. We have different parents. We have different people who raised us. We have been through so many different things in our lives. Some of you ladies are the way that you are because of how you were treated, how you were treated by your parents, or maybe your parents left you, or maybe you experienced a lot of really negative things from your peers at school or the groups that you were in. Maybe your siblings mistreated you. You know, there could be a very, you know, valid reason for the way that you behave. You may be shut off from people. You may not even like people. You may not like yourself. And these things are a result of just living in this world, living in a world where we are exposed to the behaviors of other people and they impact us so much. What you don't want is for the behaviors of other people to change you at your core, to create you. You were already created by the Creator God. He created you beautifully and perfectly, fearfully and wonderfully made you are. But if you are transformed by other people in this dark world, then they recreated you and you do not want to be their creation. I want you to think about your life and think about how you act, what you think about, what you spend your time doing, what you spend your time talking about, how you actually feel about you. Are you proud of yourself? Are you proud of yourself when you think about the woman that you are? Can you look at yourself and say, I'm really proud of who I am behind closed doors? I'm proud of who I am when I'm having brunch with my girlfriends and we're chatting. I'm proud of who I am when I'm on the phone with my friend from high school. I'm proud of who I am when I'm by myself on my computer, on my phone. I'm proud of myself in all of these situations because I know that I'm consistent. I'm the same everywhere. And I have a good nature that genuinely wants to be good. If you can say that about yourself, girl, you are in great shape. I have not always been able to say that about myself at all, And so if you don't feel like that, then it lets you know that there's room for change, and that change is available to you today, right now. And I hope that you are open and willing to allow God to transform your life, that you allow the power of Jesus and his love for you to embrace you and hold you really tightly and love on you and let you know that he's here to help you with this change, that it's okay. It's not just you. People have been through so many different things, and no one's pain is greater or lesser than anyone else's. We all experience life differently, but these wounds can be healed by the power of Jesus. And I pray today that the Lord touches you in every single place that hurts and heals every single one of your wounds, so that you can show up as a beautiful feminine woman that he created you to be before all of these other people decided to try to reconstruct you. I love you all so much, and I'm so grateful, ladies, that you spend time with me in your mornings or whenever you listen to me, that you're so sweet to share my podcast on your platforms and with your friends and all the different places that you share. I am so grateful for your love and your attention to the things of God, of femininity, of your own growth. I'm so grateful. You're doing wonderful, and it's only going to get better. So I hope you have a beautiful day. You can find me on Instagram at The Dr. Daff Show and my personal Instagram page at Dr. Michelle Daff. And until next time, remember that in all things you do, make a feminine impression. Bye-bye.